A 19-year-old Tanana man has been arrested in connection with the murder of two Alaska State Troopers on Thursday. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the bodies of the two slain officers were brought to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage today, accompanied by a trooper escort.
Trooper Sergeant Patrick Scott Johnson and Trooper Gabriel Gabe Rich were in Tanana on Thursday at the request of the village VPSO. They didn't leave the village alive. 19-year-old Nathaniel Lee Kangas has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of the two troopers. Today in Anchorage, a shaken trooper colonel, James Cockrell, said members of the department are still in shock over the killings.
You know, the department is totally focused on the families involved. This is a tragedy for them. It's totally unexpected. And this will take us a long time to heal.
Cockrell described what law enforcement officials know so far about the killings. Johnson and Rich were stationed at the Fairbanks Rural Service Unit and had experience with the villages in their jurisdiction. They were in Tanana Thursday afternoon to serve an arrest warrant on Arvin Morse Kangas, 58, the father of Nathaniel Kangas. The elder Kangas had been involved in an altercation with the village VPSO the previous night and had brandished a shotgun at the village officer while driving by the officer's house. That act prompted VPSO Mark Haglin to call for support.
Troopers arrived in town about 2:45 yesterday afternoon. Troopers made contact with Arvin Kangas near the front door of his residence. While attempting to place Kangas under arrest, a struggle ensued. This resulted in all three entering Kangas' residence. While inside the residence, both troopers were shot and killed by Nathaniel, the son of Arvin.
Cockrell said that events are still being investigated and that he was unsure of who witnessed the crime other than those involved. Cockrell said that after Johnson and Rich were shot, it appears that VPSO Haglin took Nathaniel Kangas in.
We're not totally certain for. We do know that approximately 15 minutes after the shooting, we had a report that the Nathaniel Kangas was in custody in the back of the VPSO patrol vehicle.
Troopers were notified by a phone call at 3:10 Thursday afternoon by the VPSO that there was one trooper dead and another possibly dead. Backup troopers reached the village about 6 Thursday evening. Arvin Kangas turned himself in around 10:30 that night. He and Nathaniel Kangas are now being held in Fairbanks. Cockrell said Friday that Nathaniel Kangas committed the killings with a semi-automatic rifle but would not comment on the number of rounds fired. He said it appears that Johnson and Rich had not fired their guns.
To my knowledge, it doesn't appear so.
Law enforcement officials are preparing charging documents in the case with the help of the Office of Special Prosecutions and Appeals, Cockrell said. The younger Kangas is being charged with two counts of murder and one count of assault. The elder Kangas is being charged with assault and driving with a revoked license. Investigators remain on scene in Tanana to collect evidence and interview members of the community in regards to the killings of Johnson and Rich. Johnson was 45 years old and had 21 years with the troopers. He leaves behind his wife and three daughters. Rich was 26 and had been on the force for 3 years. He leaves behind his fiancée and their one-year-old child. Separate memorial funds have been set up for the families of both men. I'm Ellen Lockyer.